This is the Aviat Merli of the 21st of July 2024. Original date, the 16th of December, the year 2000. Become an angelic karma yogi exactly like Sakshat Father Brahma, and the key to start visions, Sakshatkar, will turn. Today, Bap Dada, the creator of the Brahmin world, is pleased to see his Brahmin world. It is such a small and lovely world. A star of fortune is sparkling on the forehead of every Brahmin. Although you are number-wise, each of you stars has the sparkle of the elevated fortune of recognizing God and of belonging to him. The father to whom the rishis, munis and tapaswis say neti neti, we do not know, we do not know, has been recognized and attained by you innocent souls of the Brahmin world. Which souls attain this fortune? Ordinary souls. The father comes in an ordinary body, and so it is the ordinary children who recognize him. Look at this gathering today. Who is sitting here? Are there any multimillionaires or billionaires sitting here? It is ordinary souls that are remembered. The father is remembered as the Lord of the poor. He isn't remembered as the Lord of multimillionaires or billionaires. Can the intellect of the wise not transform the intellects of multimillionaires and billionaires? That is not a big thing. However, a very good beneficial law is created in the drama. It is that the task of God will be accomplished by a lake being created, drop by drop. The future of many souls has to be created. It isn't just 10 to 20 souls who have to use everything of theirs in a worthwhile way, but it is many souls who have to use everything they have in a worthwhile way. This is why it is remembered that a lake is created drop by drop. To the extent that all of you continue to use your bodies, minds and wealth in a worthwhile way, you will accordingly all become stars of success. Have all of you become stars of success? Have you become this, or do you still have to become this? Are you still thinking about this? Don't think. To think I will do it, I will see about it, I have to do it anyway, is to waste your time. It means to waste your future and your present attainment. Sometimes the thoughts of some children reaches Bap Dada. Those outside in the world are poor, helpless people. But Brahmin souls are not poor or helpless. They have great ideas and are sensible. However, sometimes some children have a weak thought. Should Baba tell you? Should Baba tell you about them? You are raising your hands. Very good. Sometimes you wonder whether destruction is going to take place or not. The year 1999 finished. The year 2000 is almost at an end. Now how much longer? Bap Dada finds this amusing, because to think about destruction means to bid farewell to the Father. For when destruction takes place, he will return to the supreme abode. So have you become tired of the confluence age? You say that this age is as valuable as a diamond, and yet you remember the golden age more. It has to happen, but why are you waiting? Some children do think that they want to use everything they have in a worthwhile way. However, they also think that if destruction were to take place tomorrow or the day after, nothing of theirs would have been used in a worthwhile way. You think nothing of mine would have been used for service. Let me do it after thinking about it. Let me work it out first. Let me do a little at a time. All of these thoughts are reaching Baba. However, if, for instance, you surrender your body for service today, you keep your mind constantly busy in spreading vibrations for world transformation, and whatever wealth you have, in comparison to the attainments you have, that is nothing, but whatever wealth you have, if you use that today and destruction takes place tomorrow, then would everything of yours have been used in a worthwhile way, or would it have gone to waste? Think about it. It wouldn't have been used for service, so would it have been used in a worthwhile way? For whom did you use it in a worthwhile way? You use it in a worthwhile way for Bapdada, do you not? So Bapdada is eternal, he never perishes. If you have accumulated something in your imperishable account with Bapdada today, or even just an hour ago, then you have accumulated that with the imperishable Father in your imperishable account and received multi-million-fold return for one. The Father is bound to give you the return of multi-million-fold for one. He is not going to go away. It is the old world that will be destroyed, is it not? So you would have done this from your heart. You don't receive the full return of anything you do out of compulsion or in competition with others. You definitely do receive something because you give it to the bestower, but you don't receive the full return. Therefore, don't think that destruction is not visible anywhere near 2001, that programs are still being made, and that buildings are still being constructed, that many big plans are being made, and that nothing is visible till at least 2001. It will never be visible. Never become careless by taking the support of these things. It will happen suddenly. Today you are sitting here, and it can happen in an hour's time. It isn't going to happen. Don't get scared thinking you don't know what is going to happen in an hour's time. It is possible. You have to remain ever ready to this extent. Don't think that you have until Shivratri. Don't wait for time. Time is your creation. You are master creators. A creator is not dependent on his creation. Time, your creation, is going to follow your orders. You mustn't wait for time, but time is now waiting for you. Some children think that Bapdada spoke of 6 months, so there must definitely be 6 months. That there has to be that. However, Bapdada says, don't take the support of limited things, remain ever ready. Remain free from any support. Liberation in life in a second. You challenge others to claim their inheritance of liberation in life in a second. So can you not attain liberation in life in a second? Therefore, don't wait, intazar, but make preparations, intazam, to make yourselves complete. Bapdada is amused seeing the games of the children. Seeing which game does Bapdada become amused? Should Baba tell you? Today, Baba is not speaking merely, but just relating news. Even now, many children still like playing with toys. To play with the toys of trivial situations and to take up trivial matters is to waste time. Those are side scenes. To come to a stop means to think about them, to become influenced by them, to waste time, to listen to things, and relate them with interest, to create an atmosphere. All of that means to come to a standstill. By doing that, you become distant from the destination of perfection. You make a lot of effort. You desire very much to become equal to the Father. You have this pure thought or pure desire. However, although you make effort, obstructions come. You have two ears, two eyes and a mouth, so you see everything, you hear everything, and you even speak about everything. However, you need to constantly remember a very old slogan of the fathers, see but don't see, hear but don't hear. Don't think anything when you hear something. When you hear something, merge it within yourself. Don't spread it. It is essential to remember this old slogan because day by day, just as all your accounts of your old bodies are being settled, so too your old sanskars and old illnesses will emerge and finish. Therefore, don't become afraid because of not knowing what is happening, or thinking that things that weren't there before are now increasing. Things that didn't exist previously are emerging and they will emerge. This is a test paper of your powers to accommodate, to tolerate, to pack up and to decide. Would you have the same test papers now as you did 10 years ago? Would those of an MA, a Master of Arts class, get the question paper of those studying for a BA, Bachelor of Arts? Therefore, don't become afraid and think what is happening. This is happening and that is happening. Simply observe the game. At least pass the test paper. Pass with honours. Bapdada has also told you earlier that the easiest way to pass is to remain close, pass, to Bapdada. Let whatever scenes that are of no use to you just pass by. Simply remain close. Let them pass by and pass. Is this difficult? Teachers, speak. Those of Madhaban, speak. Those from Madhaban, raise your hands. Those from Madhaban are clever. You come to the front. You may do so. Bapdada is also pleased. You are claiming your rights, are you not? It is good. Bapdada is not displeased. You may sit at the front. You live in Madhaban, and so there should be some special preferential treatment for you to sit close. However, remember the word pass. Many new things happen in Madhaban. Even thieves come. Many new things happen. What could the father speak now in general in public? Baba keeps a few things secret. But those from Madhaban know about them. Entertain yourselves. Do not become confused. You either become confused or you pass while enjoying yourselves. considering it to be entertainment. Is it good to become confused? Is it good to be confused or to pass and stay in pleasure? To pass is good, is it not? You want to pass, do you not? So pass. What is the difficulty about that? This is not a difficult thing. It depends on your own intellect as to whether you make something big or small. Even on the path of ignorance, it is talked about if someone makes something big out of nothing. They say on the path of ignorance, this one makes a rope into a snake. In Sindhi, they say, making a rope into a snake. Don't play such games. Now stop those games. Today, Bapdada told you special news. Now, Bapdada is going to tell you about an easy effort to make. It is not difficult. All of you believe that you have to become equal to the Father. If you believe this, then clap with one hand. That is, wave your hand. It is firm, is it not, that you want to become like this? Foreigners, you want to become like this, do you not? Teachers? There are so many teachers. It is a wonder of the teachers. Today, Bapdada heard good news about the teachers. What good news was that? Tell Baba. Teachers received golden medals, badges, today. Those who received golden medals, raise your hands. Have the Pandavas received them? The father's equals should not be left out. The Pandavas are equals to Father Brahma. They have received different types of golden medals. The Pandavas have received royal golden medals. To those who have received golden medals, Bapdada gives multi-million and billion times congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. All of you who are listening to Bapdada in this land and abroad, and who have received golden medals, all of you must consider yourselves, whether you are Pandavas or Shaktis, to receive congratulations from Bapdada. Sometimes, when some of you become instruments for a particular task, the daddies give you a golden medal, even if you live at home because of your speciality. Therefore, whoever has received a golden medal because of a speciality, or because you have surrendered, or you have moved ahead in doing service, and have received a golden medal from the daddies, even those who are listening to this while sitting far away, lots and lots of congratulations to you all. All of you who are sitting far away and have received a golden medal, wave your hand. Everyone can see you wave. They are also laughing and they are very happy. Bapdada was telling you about an easy effort to make. Now the time will come suddenly. Bapdada will not announce anything. Even an hour beforehand, Bapdada will not announce it. Baba will not announce it. How would the numbers be created? If it doesn't happen suddenly, how could it be a test paper? The final certificate, the certificate of passing with honours, will take place suddenly. This is why a thought of the daddies has reached Bapdada. You have this thought, do you not? Daddies now want Bapdada to turn the key to open visions. They have this thought. So do you all also want this? Should Bapdada turn the key, or will all of you become instruments for this? Acha, Is it okay if Bapdada turns the key? Even if Bapdada says, Haji, everyone started to clap. First, listen to everything. How long did it take Bapdada to turn the key? However, through whom would he do it? Who has to be revealed? The children or the father? The father has to be revealed through the children. Because if someone were to have a vision of a point of light, then some poor, helpless people, and they are helpless, are they not, would not understand what that is. At the end, the father has to be revealed through the children, the Shaktis and the Pandavas. Therefore, Bapdada is saying, all of you children have the one thought of becoming equal to the father. You don't have other thoughts about this, do you? You just have the one thought, do you not? You have already raised your hands for this. Therefore, follow Father Brahma. Okay, so you will automatically become a bodiless point. However, all of you love Father Brahma, do you not? It has been seen that, although everyone loves Father Brahma, the foreigners love him a lot more. The majority of foreigners has not seen Father Brahma with their physical eyes, but they have seen him with the eye of experience, and they love him a great deal. There are gopikas and gopes in Bharat. Nevertheless, sometimes Bapdada listens to the story of the experiences of foreigners. The people of Bharat keep themselves a little incognito, whereas they, the foreigners, relate their stories of Brahma Baba, and so Bapdada also listens to them and relates them to others. Congratulations to the foreigners. London, America, Australia, Africa, Asia, Russia, Germany, etc. In essence, Bapdada is congratulating all the foreigners who are listening while sitting far away. Brahma Baba is especially congratulating you. The people of Bharat keep their stories a little secret. They are not able to reveal them all that much. They keep them incognito. Now reveal them. Even in Bharat, there are many very good children. There are such gopikas that if the Prime Minister or President of today were to hear their experiences, they would have tears in their eyes. They do have such experiences. However, they keep them incognito. They don't reveal them enough, and they don't even have that many chances. Therefore, Bapdada sees that all of you love Father Brahma. What do you call yourselves because of this? Brahma Kumaris or Shiv Kumaris? You call yourselves Brahma Kumaris, do you not? So you love Father Brahma, do you not? Okay, you do have to make a little effort to become bodiless. However, in what form is Father Brahma now? In which form is he now? In an angelic form. To love Father Brahma means to love the angelic form. Okay, perhaps you find it difficult to become a point. But it is easier to become an angel, is it not? Tell Baba if it is easier. The angelic form is easier than the point form, is it not? While doing your accounts, can you become a point? You can become an angel, can you not? Whilst in the form of a point, you sometimes have to come into your corporeal body to act. However, Bapdada has seen that scientists have invented a robot that works with electricity. You have heard about this, have you not? Okay, you may not have seen it, but but you have heard about it, have you not? Have you mothers heard about this? You will be shown a picture of this. A robot that does everything has been created, that works with electricity. It does everything very fast on the basis of electricity. It is the practical proof of science. Therefore, Babdada asks, can you not perform actions with the power of silence and the light of silence? Can you not do this? There are engineers and scientists sitting here, are there not? You have to also create the stage of a spiritual robot, which can also be called spiritual karma yogi. An angelic karma yogi. First, you have to become ready. You, engineers and scientists, have to experience this first. Will you do this? Can you do this? Acha. Make such plans. Babdada wants to see such mobile, spiritual, angelic karma yogis. Wake up at Amrit Vela, celebrate a meeting with Babdada, and have a heart-to-heart conversation, and take blessings from Baba. Do whatever you have to do, but every morning at Amrit Vela, take from Babdada the blessing of being an angelic karma yogi, and then engage yourself in activities. Is this possible? In this new year, aim to transform your sanskars, your own sanskars, and also cooperate with others in transforming theirs. If someone is weak, help that person. Don't speak about it or create an atmosphere. Give cooperation. This year's topic is the transformation of sanskars. Sanskars like an angel's, and sanskars of being equal to Father Brahma. So is this effort easy or difficult? Is it a little difficult? Nothing is ever difficult, but your weaknesses make it difficult. This is why Babdada says, hey, Master Almighty Authority children, now spread an atmosphere of the powers. The atmosphere now needs you very, very, very much. Nowadays, there is the problem of pollution in the world. In such a world, there is also a need for even a moment's atmosphere of peace and happiness in people's minds, because there is a great deal of pollution in the mind, even more than air pollution. Acha. To everyone everywhere who has the aim of definitely becoming equal to the Father. To the souls who are victorious through their intellects having faith. To the Master Almighty Authority souls who have the determined thought to transform the old world and old sanskars. To the souls who constantly give cooperation to their companions who are weak due to some reason, circumstance, nature or sanskar. To the courageous souls who don't look for reasons but find a solution. To the angelic karma yogi souls who constantly give the return of Father Brahma's love. Babdada's love, remembrance and namaste. Blessing. May you have a stage of having pure and positive thoughts for others and receive everyone's cooperation by becoming loved by all. Everyone has love in their hearts for the souls who have pure and positive thoughts for others. It is such love that makes them cooperative. Where there is love, people are always ready to give their time, money and cooperation. So your pure and positive thoughts for others will make others become loving to you, and that love will enable all types of cooperation to be given to you. Therefore, remain constantly filled with pure and positive thoughts for yourself and for others, and enable everyone to become loving and cooperative. Slogan: become bestowers at this time, and every soul in your kingdom will remain full for every birth. Om Shanti.